Welcome back to Final Final, the podcast for brand storytelling and other conundrums. I'm Heather McGee. Hello. Today we're going to talk about how to design a more effective brainstorm session for a creative team. Now, one thing to know about these episodes is on this podcast, we're going to feature a wide variety of subjects, interviews, different things to explore. Some subjects may feel more appropriate for someone who is early career, mid-career, or senior career. So it's possible you will hear some things that you'll feel like, oh yeah, I've heard that before, I know about that. And hopefully some other things that will feel a little bit newer. So I just want to preface that with, we're trying to reach a wide audience here, so it's probably going to be a mix of things that you've heard before, things you've wondered about, and things that are hopefully a little bit new, just a different perspective. So I just want to make that clear. We've all heard the term, there are no bad ideas. Well, that's kind of true. When it comes to brand storytelling, some ideas are better than others. I'll put it another way. Some ideas are more strategically valuable than others. Some ideas are more true than others. The trick for an effective brainstorm session is to make sure it uses that word, that it is a strategic brainstorm session, not just a room full of people talking about whatever idea happens to float into our minds. That's a great way to waste an hour of everyone's time. I think we've all been there. In order to design a strategic brainstorm session for your team, you need to clearly define what you want to achieve in this brainstorm, the insights you are working from, and the structure of the actual session using useful brainstorm tools. First, let's start with goals. Strategic brainstorms are a great way to leverage the many different voices and perspectives of a group in a structured, productive way. In best case scenario, you walk away with a set of ideas that are diverse, innovative, and a cue for where you want to go next or investigate further. So, what do you want to get out of this brainstorm? Write it down. If you can't articulate it, then the team won't understand it, and you won't get as much out of the session. In one sentence, write what you want to walk away with at the end of the session. To illustrate this, let's pretend your business is a marketing company that supports first-time entrepreneurs. If you are working on a branded content plan, perhaps the goal of this particular brainstorm might be, this strategic brainstorm session will produce two or more differentiated branded video series ideas to run on YouTube. Clearly described, specific, and it is doable in the space of an hour if you're focused. Now that you know what your goal is, what are the related insights you want the team to keep in mind? Again, clearly write them out to share with the team. More than three is probably too many. It's okay to have fewer than three, but make sure you have at least one insight to work with. A brainstorm without insights is, again, just a brainstorm. Insights and goals are what make it strategic and actually valuable to a company, a team, and a brand. As an example of insights, let's use the example I mentioned earlier about a strategic brainstorm designed to create ideas for a branded YouTube video series. In that case, your insights might be something like, our customer base is mostly first-time entrepreneurs who've been in business for 5 years or less. Another might be, our most recent research shows that our customer base uses YouTube above all other public content platforms. And a third could be, our customers are looking to learn from others who do what they do. Okay, so we've got goals and insights. Now it's time to actually plan the session. There are a number of whiteboard tools out there. These days, a lot of us are working virtually, so you may want to look into this if indeed your team is remote. Mural or FigJam are two tools that I really like to use. They even have starter templates, so you don't have to start from scratch. I break my brainstorms down into clear and simple sections. It's best to make it simple and clear, and don't try to do too much. The effectiveness will be reduced if it's too complicated or too big or too difficult. Be clear and specific. Make it easy and fun. Create an atmosphere where people are able to contribute their own perspectives. You really want to create a supportive framework, not a prescriptive framework. If you are too prescriptive, that will defeat the entire purpose because you want to hear what people think. You want them to contribute their own point of view. leave plenty of room for the team to surprise each other. I break my brainstorms into three sections. Section 1, prepare. Section 2, ideate. Section 3, refine. The tools I mentioned above have functions for timers. Define the schedule for each section and stick to it. I usually reserve 15 minutes at the top of the brainstorm for section 1, preparation. That's when you will share the goal of the brainstorm that you've written down, the insights that the team will work from, and the process they will be using during the session. Make sure everyone understands what will be happening and encourage the team to fully participate. You really do want to know what they think. Then we start the ideation section, which I usually reserve for 10 to 15 minutes, depending on the scope of the prompt. The way you write your prompt is critical, and it must be connected to the insights you chose for the session. Write it as a problem statement. In our YouTube video series example, this could be, how might we use YouTube to help our customers find community and greater financial success? During the ideation section, everyone is hyper-focused on generating ideas and thoughts. Cell phones down. The way that this is going to work is if everyone is very focused and present. Now at this stage, we're not refining. Just write, write, write. I like to use post-its or sticky notes. These can be actual sticky notes if you're in person, virtual stickies if you're using one of those virtual collaboration tools like Mural or FigJam that I mentioned before. No talking, no phones, just ideating. Once that time is up, we move on to section 3, refinement. Refinement is when we prioritize and we stack rank against the insights we determined back at the beginning of the session. At this point, the team works together to group the stickies according to what ideas will help address the insights best in their view. This often involves a lot of discussion, and usually you will need about 20 to 30 minutes for this part. By the end of this section, you should have a set of ideas that have been identified as top contenders to address your problem statement, the goal, and the insight. Think of it this way. The ideation section is designed to fill the tank. The refinement section is designed to focus the laser. You will know you've had a successful brainstorm session if by the end you achieve the written goal and have at least a few ideas you can investigate further to see if they have the legs to fully bake out for your brand. I hope this helped you think about how to evolve your brainstorms to be more strategic and effective. I'd love to hear what tips you've got to run a great brainstorm session. Send me a note at my website, heathermcgee.com, and I may share your tips in a future episode. Thank you. More next week.